Testing. What's the volume here? 1, 2, 3. Testing. I don't see any green lights. No green lights here. So I'm not here.
Red light blinking down.
There's what I'm looking for. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, good. So, Matilda, could you just take a minute before we get started with the official interview to help me set the volume by just telling me a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My husband and I, Lou, started in the hiking club in October 1970.
Okay, and now you told me on the way up that you haven't hiked recently with the club. We were just talking about where you're living now and the nice view. Tell me about whether you get a chance to take any walks around here.
Yes, I walk around here.
You walk around there.
Yeah, I don't know, do you want me to go through that whole thing?
Just a little bit, because we're just testing. I'm trying to get the volume set.
Okay, that I walk in the Rose Hill Burial Park. I walk around the building. I do Jacob's Trail that is on the land of St. Edwards.
Okay, good. I think we have it then. Okay, I'm going to put this on pause and then we'll start the interview in just a second. Okay, so we're starting the interview now. This is Erin Bethay interviewing Matilda Varga, who joined the Cleveland Hiking Club in 1970 and has hiked nearly 31,000 miles with the club. Matilda, how was it that you came to be a member of the hiking club?
Okay, my husband and I, Lou, hiked on our own a lot, and we had a bicycle, and we biked. And then we went to the park system as we were walking or biking. We decided to go in and get the papers and the emerald necklace and see if we could find something on there that was interesting. So we found a hike that we wanted in Rocky River, and we went on it. It was a 5-miler, and we were disappointed because it was all on roads. And we said, you got the park right next to you. Why are you doing it? And they said, well, this leader does it that way, but you have to come on other hikes, and they'll do it other ways, different leaders. And then they started talking to us, and they said, at that time, it's 10 cents to buy the schedule. So you pay 10 cents for the schedule, which was only maybe one sheet of paper folded, you know. And we looked it over, and we seen on there canoeing. And somebody talked us in the fact to go to Portage Lakes to canoe. So we went to canoe with them, and they had swimming and picnicking, and then we went out to eat in the area for the chicken dinner. And we liked that all. We thought that was fun. And people started telling us about the hiking club and gave us all kinds of information. And we just kept coming back and decided to join. And at that time, you had to have not only 5 hikes, but you had to have an extra month or so in because they called it, you had to be under the table. They had to find out who you were and everything. But they don't do that anymore.
Right, right. So, that brings up the thought about other changes maybe that you have seen in the club over the years.
Well, the club has become quite big. They kept getting people in. Different type of people. At first we had trouble getting younger people in, but we kept at it, and finally they started coming. And then Emily Greger decided that the older people were getting older and that maybe it would be nice to have a nice leisure hike. So that's when we started the leisure 4-milers at that time. And we only had a few people, you know, at first when we were doing it. And we had only maybe one hike a month in that. Well, we kept adding the maybe 2 hikes the next month and the weekends. And that's how the leisure hike started.
Oh, okay. good.
And Emily Greger was the one that did it, you know, so.
Yes, yes. Now, what type of hikes were your favorite and why?
All right, I didn't like the real long ones, but I liked the ones that were in the woods and that, and so did my husband. And liked the ones that were away for the weekend, camping trips and that we'd go on. We had a little trailer, and a lot of them would stay in cabins, but we would a lot of times go on our own with the trailer. But we did do cabins also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does any one hike stand out to you for some reason? Or a type of series of hikes or something?
No. Because, how should I say, we never did the 40 or anything. I did a few 20-milers. I did Brecksville, you know. We did the, what do you call that big one in Brecksville? We used to do the hills. And we would do those kind of hikes. But we didn't really enjoy the real long ones that were on a lot of roads and things just for the sake of getting the mileage. We enjoy better, you know, the other types.
Mm-hmm. What memories do you have of Camp Onwago?
Oh, we had a lot of fun there. When we came in, there were people that were interested in making apple butter, and we did that several times. And they went and got apples from different trees and things, and people would bring them out, and then we would be cleaning and peeling those things and cutting them up and you know, making the apple butter, and then we would sell it to the club members. And that was a lot of fun as a get together. And then we also made maple syrup. We did a lot of maple syrup where I would, because I lived close to camp in Brunswick. I would go whenever I had time to collect the sap from the trees. And then we'd have it once a week. We would do what they call gathering it all together, and then we would boil it down in big containers and that, you know, mm-hmm. out there in the camp. On we go.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned some weekend trips with the club. Did you participate in any big excursions?
We did Cape Cod. We liked Cape Cod. That was a fun thing to do. We did the walk in the Mackinac Bridge. We did that one. And actually, we didn't do too many because we did a lot of traveling on our own. Mm-hmm. And we always hiked and did a lot of different things. We did... what you call all 50 states and the 35 national parks and all the many, many state parks and all the other parks.
Mm-hmm. So among all the many club members and hike leaders, who stands out to you and why?
You mean leading the hikes?
They could be hike leaders. They could just be club members, officers of the club, anybody that stands out in your memory?
Well, I don't know if anybody really stood out that much because I was pretty satisfied with a lot of people. And as it is, I have still some friends from the club that, like this year, I had in the June and July and August. I had Carol Bach come to visit, Marilyn Dempsey, Beverly Welke, and Rita Pollack, and Mary Dell Huron is going to come later this month. And so I don't know. We just like to be with the people, and we really didn't, I don't think had anybody that we were really cared about that much because we did a lot of things. We were diversified.
All right, can you sort of sum up what the hiking club has meant to you over the years?
Lots of companionship, a lot of nature walking, a lot of exercise and talking to people, so we were socializing and exercising with our feet, so we just enjoyed everybody, and that's what we liked about it, you know. And we always were ready to go for a hike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. Now, is there anything that I didn't address that you can think of that you'd like to add?
Well, I have a lot of fun teaching the people the wildflowers in the parks and that, because we did love nature a lot, you know, so we were in it a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember being hiking with you sometimes and you helping me to learn the names of the wildflowers. So, well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your time, and so does the club and the greater Cleveland area.
Yeah, well, they say it's a good club, you know. It's a lot of people come here from other states and that, and say they come because of the hiking in the area, and it is so close to people, mm-hmm. you know, to the average person. They don't have to drive a long way to get to their parks.
Right, we're lucky that way, aren't we?
Yeah.